The question was asked, does the concept of a person remarrying undermine the love they have in their first marriage? Our sages encourage a person to remarry. And does that undermine the initial love that a person has in their relationship? So let me tell you a story, okay? There was a true story. People who are living today. There was a couple where the wife was very ill. I know the husband. The husband taught my brother. So the wife was very ill, and it reached a point where it was clear she would pass away. And in her final week, she called her husband over, and she said to him, "Look, I'm going to die. Let me tell you, I think so-and-so is a great match for you." And she really passed away that week. And a few months later, he started dating, and that woman was the perfect match, and he married her. The Talmud tells us that when a person remarries, so if it's his second marriage and her first marriage, if it's his second wife, but it's for her, it's her first marriage, so the Talmud words it as there are three people in the bed together. Because even though he's with her, in his mind, he can't erase what was. Talmud says if it's her second marriage and his second marriage, the Talmud says there are four people in bed together. Okay? So the idea that a person remarries, well, Chazal say part of being human is you need companionship. And the fact that it's recommended that a person remarries, the Talmud says that does not take away from the first relationship, as it says in Treyasar, Asher hi, that the Talmud says, Eshet ne'urim in la tachlufin. Talmud says there is no exchange for your first wife that you had when you were a youngster. Let me see if I could find it in the Nevi'im. We recommend a person gets remarried because it's healthy for a person to live life in companionship, but that doesn't take away from the real companionship that a person has with their first wife, with the woman they marry when they're young. I want to quote to you from the end of Prophets, Treyasar. It says like this. I think it's in Sfanya. Here we go. Okay. Okay, I'm not finding it. Give me a second. Okay, I have to find it. Okay, I'm not finding it. It's here in Treyasar. The Navi says, I hold it against you that you turned on your wives. Shehi eshet ritcha ve'eshet neurecha. Okay, I have to look at it. I'm not finding it now. And the Navi says, that I can't forgive you for. There's other things I can forgive. That I cannot forgive. Okay, I'm not finding it. But Lemaisa, from there we see, Hashem says, that's the description of something that shouldn't be, you can't replace that. Eshet Neurecha. Here, I'll quote you what it says at the end of Tractate Gittin. The Talmud tells us, the conclusion of the tractate about divorce, where you might think that a wife is interchangeable. So the Talmud concludes the tractate about divorce and says, no, it is here. Why didn't I see it? It says like this. The Talmud quotes from that verse in Malachi. And then the prophet says like this.
V'zot shenit asu, kasot imat mizbach Hashem b'chiv anaka.
Hashem says, you know what else you've done wrong? You've covered the altar, Hashem's altar, with weeping. And you'll ask me, why did you? What did we do to cause the altar to be covered with weeping? Hashem says, I am the one who gives testimony with your first wife who you married when you were young. You weren't faithful to her, Hashem says. She is your best friend. She is the one you made a covenant with. So at the conclusion of prophets, Hashem says, there's nothing. The final transgression you should know that I'm not going to let go of is when you are not faithful. Hashem says, "V'nishmartem beruchachem uveshet nurecha al tivgod." One of the final messages of prophets is, "Be faithful to your wives." So the Talmud concludes Tractate Gittin and says, "Rabbi Elazar taught when a person divorces his first wife, even the altar brings down tears." That's this pasuk. So no one's saying that marriage or one's wife is interchangeable. When we recommend a person remarries, what we're saying is, in life, you can reach your purpose in life when you do it with companionship. A person has to be married. It's the way you're supposed to live life. And the fact that a second wife is a second wife, it's not his first wife, fine, but it's still the way a person can fulfill his purpose in this world is with that companionship. We have a part of our job in this world is to try and get married. Are there people who are not fit for marriage? Yes. Just like there are people who can't eat, and there are people who can't drink, and there are people who can't stand, so there are people who can't marry. But the average person has a responsibility to get married. And that adds meaning to life. And that gives us the potential to fulfill our responsibilities in life, and the fact that it's a person's second marriage, again, I can tell you, I know a lot of people that told their spouses, if I die, make sure to get remarried. Husbands who said it to their wives, and wives who said it to the husbands. Not if I die first. I mean, we're all going to die at some point, right? But the point is, if I die first, I want you to know, I want you to get remarried, because if you really love the person, and you should, then what you want is for them to continue leading a productive life. And there's nothing wrong with that. Again, if you realize that people actually tell that to one another, I know many people who have told that to their spouses. Don't be faithful to me to the point where you won't remarry. Get married. You need to move on in life, for sure.
At a young age.
Whatever. When the person's 55, it's not always so easy to get remarried. But when a person's 25 and 30, it's important to know. Yeah, you have to continue building your life. Yeah, and even at 55, you know, the Chafetz Chaim was an old man, and his children convinced him to get remarried, and he didn't think he wanted to, and they said yes, and they pushed him. And later on in the biography, it says at the end of his life, he thanked them, because he was old, but he lived to a very old age. He ended up having decades with his second wife. You know, he lived to the age of 93 or something. He lived to a very old age. In those days, people didn't anticipate they would live that long. His kids convinced him to remarry, and later on, he thanked them. He said, you know, I had so many good years with her. Yeah, Chazal say even an old person should try to get remarried.